And that's that it is time for Swimming Upstream. This is a time every week here on Weekend Brekkie where we like to take a look at some of the hidden gems amongst our streaming services, give you some bingeable content for your weekend. We are heading into the school holiday, so there are lots of us who might be hanging around the house a little bit more with the little kiddies, maybe some teachers out there who are getting some well-deserved time off. Do I have something for you? You're going to love this. This is a show I've come across on Netflix. It's one that I've become very quickly obsessed with. It's called Nightmare Tenants, Slumlords. It is everything that the title suggests. It's a show that focuses on some of the worst tenants and landlords in England. It's kind of focused mainly around, I think London. I'm not too great on my geography though, but these are British citizens who are caught up in these terrible renting situations from both sides of the coin. So it's came out in 2016. It goes, two seasons are currently on Netflix. There's quite a few episodes in each season. Each episode only goes for like a half hour. They're not super long episodes. It is very, very, very much a guilty pleasure program. So it kind of focuses on the ongoing housing crisis in Britain that has led to an increased number of nasty conflicts between fed up landlords and exasperated tenants. That is the tagline. That's the official description that we get from Netflix there. It has everything from squatters to slumlords and all the scams in between. You've got overcrowding. You've got people not paying rent for months on end. The very bureaucratic process that seems to kind of envelop the entire renting situation over in Britain definitely means that people get away with this for a very, very long time. People not paying rent for 6 months. I saw an episode where a real estate agent, quote unquote real estate agent, was collecting rent from tenants and then not passing it on to the landlord. And this went on for 6, 7, 8 months or something ridiculous like that. She was owed, you know, tens of thousands of pounds in rent that she wasn't getting paid, all the while being liable for the property, being liable for everything that's happening on the property. It turns out in that case that the real estate agent was a scam artist and had done this before and packed up shop and left, and there was nothing that they could do about it other than change the locks and move on with their lives. Now, this show focuses on perspectives both from tenants and from landlords. It depends whoever's the victim in the situation as to who you're following. So we follow some tenants who are living in absolutely squalid conditions, unable to do anything because of the conditions that they are renting under. And I guess their inability to find anywhere else, their inability to afford anywhere else. You've got people who are cramming. Overcrowding is a huge problem. You know, 20, 30 people into a 5-bedroom flat, absolutely horrific conditions, cutting off electricity when these people don't pay their rent or when they complain, cutting off water, taking all their items and kind of stealing them, I guess. I've seen that happen on an episode. And on the flip side, you've got landlords who are being owed months and months of rent. There was one couple I saw on an episode who had bought a house, a young family. She was about to, the wife was about to have a baby. They were about to move into this home after having some renovations done on it. And when they went to move in, they found a family of people squatting in their house. Unbeknownst to the family, they'd been told that they were renting it legally from a company, and they'd moved here from, I think it was Turkey or something. They'd moved to Britain from Turkey. And they were told that they were legally renting a house all the while they were actually squatting, which was, you know, very, very distressing for both parties involved. It kind of plays on our desires to know what happens behind closed doors. It plays on our desires to see the worst of the worst and really get involved. There are some reoccurring characters that you become quite, champions of, like cops and recovery agents, real estate agents as well. There is the occasional fisticuffs, a little bit of rough and tumble that happens, and it's a little treat when it pops up almost, because it all comes to heads and all the steam explodes and you think, my goodness gracious me, this is insane. But you can't look away. It's like a train smash. You can't quite look away. It's a fantastic program. My boyfriend and I have been obsessed. We are loving everything about this program. It's called Nightmare Tenants Slumlords. It's on Netflix right now. 2 seasons. Get out there. Get binging. It is one you can watch episode after episode after episode. I promise you'll love it. We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show to ser.com/weekendbrekkie. Right now, though, I should say weekend breakfast. That's actually the link there.